Hey, Startup Hustle listeners, before we get into today's episode, I've got some exciting news to share. If you've enjoyed the insights and stories here at Startup Hustle, you're going to love what we have in store at our brand new podcast called Product Driven. I've always described myself as a product guy first, entrepreneur, software engineer, but really a product guy. I love building products. Many people struggle, though, with how to take a product idea and build a tech product, while software engineers struggle to understand the business side of things and they just don't see the big picture. My new podcast, Product Driven, is about that gap between business and the tech side of building software. It's designed for startup founders, tech leaders, software engineers, and anyone who loves tech and startups. Thank you for being part of this community. Enjoy this episode of Startup Hustle, and please subscribe to Product Driven in your podcast app, and you can also check it out on YouTube. Thank you so much.
And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle, a podcast for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. If you want to start, own, or build a business, then you're in the right place. We bring you the real truth about what it's like to take something from concept to launch. From growth, innovation, experience, failing, or winning big, we've got you covered. So let's get down to business with another episode of Startup Hustle, brought to you by Fullscale.io. And we're back for a special edition of Startup Hustle. Matt DeCourcy here with Andrew Morgans to talk to you all about Amazon Prime Day, the biggest days of the year of Amazon. So I think most of you listening have probably recognized the voice that's sitting on the other seat, and welcome to all the people that are here on the live stream. I thought, why not do a special episode about what it's like to work at an Amazon brand company during Prime Week, Prime Day, whatever you want to call it. So Andrew, what's up, man?
What's up, guys? I'm excited to talk about this topic. I don't always get to talk Amazon details now, hosting more, trying to bring in some guests that really can add a lot of value around areas I haven't covered. So I think today will be fun. We've talked about Prime Day before. It's good to be back.
Yeah, and for those of you that, if you're not familiar, you know, Andrew hosts a weekly show on Startup Hustle all about Amazon-related stuff. You can really get a lot of great information. So, you know, I feel like everyone knows what Prime Day is, but we should probably just start with that anyway.
Okay, so Prime Day is a holiday made up by Amazon years ago in the slowest part of the year, July, typically. And it's just a slow sale season. And so it's a way to create some hype, and kind of get brands active and thinking about their products and their ways to execute on Amazon, not just in the fourth quarter, but in the middle of the year. So that being said, think of Prime Day as now a multiple day event. It used to be one day. Now it's actually two, because last year we broke the internet with it. But it's a 2 day event. Think of it like a Black Friday or a more like a Cyber Monday, really specific to Amazon. So all the other websites aren't sending you emails from their email list, you know, Black Friday, Cyber Monday. This is an Amazon thing. And people wait to spend money on Prime Day and find some deals.
Yeah, I know that my wife, Jill, was sending me links to deals and stuff like that. And, you know, for me, Prime Day kind of came and went. I didn't really think too much about it because, I don't know, man. For me, Andrew, every day is Prime Day. But so you're the CEO and founder of Marknology. Go to marknology.com, link in the show notes. Now, with that, you guys help people sell stuff on Amazon. How do you approach Prime Day when it comes to your clients and the people you're working with?
Well, I can tell you that I probably canceled, and this is going to make me look bad, but I probably canceled or rescheduled about 5 or 6 calls over the last couple of days with just clients, regular update calls that I said, hey, I need my calendar to be able to put out some fires or be able to answer questions that might come in during the day. If you've done your job right as a brand or as an agency owner that helps brands, we're getting stuff ready ahead of time. Okay. So we're actually getting stuff ready the weeks before Prime Day. But there are last minute things that can go wrong. Questions, people running out of inventory or not seeing something. you know, on Amazon if they thought they would, people hitting records, PRs, you know, wanting to double check the simple things like wanting to double check that information. Hey, is this, am I seeing, you know, are we really getting sales like this? To, hey, that my deal's not running. We plan for a big lightning deal, as they call it on Amazon, or a big promotion. It's like a 4-hour flash sale. And it's a way to get momentum on your product. So this is a big day, not just for top line sales, but for what, you know, people in the industry are all trying to get, which is sales velocity, sales momentum on your products on Amazon. Prime Day is a great day to do that.
Is Amazon still throttling how much stuff people can send in? Yeah. Like that was, I know that earlier they were, they are.
There are some exemption type programs. You know, if you have an account manager or you have you're a big enough account that you might be able to get some exemptions for certain products, but it's a SKU by SKU basis. It's hard to get. If you don't have really high IPI scores, or what they call an IPI means inventory performance index measure, but it's simply a score on your shipping, from having excess products in stock or products out of stock. If you're running a really, really clean or a really high score, you don't have any limits. If you are anything above excellent or anything below excellent, I'm sorry, you're limiting, you're getting throttled what you're able to send into Amazon.
So did you have people that you work with that was an actual issue for them, that just like they can only get so much inventory in, and how did they, I mean, do you just have to accept that for what it is? Or, I mean, is that...
It's stressful for them. Honestly, it's really stressful. And, you know, if you have an agency with 50 brands, you've got 50 personalities and 50 different levels of tolerance. And, you know, some people are very confident with their ability to ship themselves, or what we call FBM in the space, fulfilled by merchant. So if they have that set up, they're less stressed. They're like, okay, we can handle this. And, but yeah, that's been a big, big issue for us. And even on, think about it, for like Q4 is coming up. Prime Day should have been in July. It's in October. And you're trying to stock up not only for these deals and these days like Prime Day, but you're trying to stock up for Q4 as well. You want to be able to sell through your products. And Amazon's like, you wanted to send 3 case packs, we're going to let you send 1, deal with it. Or you're trying to launch a new product and they're saying, we're not taking anything right now, figure out how to ship this yourself. For some of these brands that have relied on FBA for years, this is a wake-up call.
So at Marknology, and once again, go to marknology.com, learn more about what Andrew does. They do some cool stuff. Let's talk about what you have to do to prepare to get through that. And by the way, for those of you that read the title, Andrew did survive Prime Day.
Last year was a lot more stressful.
Was that a spoiler? Was that a spoiler? Am I not supposed to do that? I didn't want people to have to wait like the whole episode to learn that you did in fact survive. Or was that kind of just understated at the beginning when you were actually here with me recording?
Well, we didn't crash and burn, so we're here.
That's good. Congratulations. But
appreciate that.
The approach pattern to that. So back to that, you know, what does that look like? And feel free to tell those of us that might not understand what a company like yours does, like some of the things and what it takes to prepare for something with surge traffic like this.
Well, a lot of my work, as the founder here and kind of the leader of strategy and, is to stay educated. So stuff changes every day, every week, every month, every year. It's why building a team was so important, because how am I going to stay up on everything? But staying up on the latest trends, like we didn't even have a date for Prime Day till late in the year. They just kept moving the date back and back and back because of everything going on in the country. We finally get a date. How do we prep for it? Is this going to affect our other deals in November and December? Like, you know, Amazon has all types of rules around marketing and promotions. Like, you can't run this special, like a Black Friday special, if it's not the lowest price by 15% in the last 30 days. Okay, that might seem simple, but if you run a Prime Day deal, it's within that same window of a promotion. You run a Prime Day deal, it's now set off your Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals, when that was never an issue before when it was in July. So understanding when they release the dates, should I tell the person to go for the Prime Day deal or the Black Friday deal if they're going to have issues between them? You don't want to discount your product 35% or 40%. So making sure these deals don't piggyback on each other, trying to give them advice for how much to stock, and being able to accurately, you know, look at their numbers and give them projections based on what you think might happen during a pandemic year. You know, so you talk about what do you need to know as an owner? I want to know everyone's business so I can give them the best advice possible. I also want to know what Amazon's recommending. So as a team, we sit in lots of webinars, lots of training with Amazon. We're an Amazon agency partner, so they send us about 4 to 6 mandatory trainings a month, actually, that me or someone from my team is sitting in on record, just getting educated, understanding what they're recommending for brands, how we can take part in betas. It's a lot of prep work to get to Prime Day. Honestly, Q4 in general.
Yeah, it seems like, I mean, obviously if you're super prepared, things like this should go smoothly and you get through that. Now, we both have kind of an interesting smile on our face right now, which, by the way, if you join the Startup Hustle Facebook chat or our page or YouTube, you can see us recording more of these episodes live. You can confirm that I do, in fact, have a face made for radio. And someone who's great at stating the obvious, because if things go well, then we're back to selfies in the studio, man.
I'm letting them know we're live.
I had a glimpse of what it was like a year ago. So now, you know, that the smirk on the face of a couple entrepreneurs is that, you know, nothing ever really goes according to plan. So I don't want to say this as if, you know, your things are going poorly, but, you know, what kind of shock, terror, and disappointment can occur, or like what are the big things that will make you not feel like you survived Prime Day?
Opportunity cost is a huge one. Not having product in stock or not taking advantage of the day to increase sales, you know, hit those new records. I wasn't expecting much this year, I'll be honest. The prep work was still there. I just wasn't expecting much, because when Amazon's not pushing dates up until October and then they finally release the dates, it's not a lot of hype, you know? So the sellers for months, since July, honestly, we've been wins Prime Day. Just there's not going to be as much awareness as there has been in the past, but honestly, it might have meant for a more successful Prime Day for a lot of sellers, because last year Prime Day literally broke the internet. Amazon was down, and so they extended it a couple more days, but it was 3 or 4 days of just chaos and people couldn't buy products. You know, there's reports of people's FBA shipment times being like weeks out again, kind of like when the pandemic first hit this year. And FBA was just really delayed because they were only essentially, no pun intended, shipping essential products. And so now FBM now gets a look as something that might be better than Prime during Q4 because of what's happened on Prime Day. And what I'm talking about is you can ship two ways on Amazon. You can have the products and ship them yourself to customers, or you can ship product into Amazon's fulfillment centers and have Amazon ship the product. And that's what we all know as Prime. Prime right now is not a 2-day turnaround. It's, or a 1-day or same day in some of the bigger cities. It's for a lot of sellers, it looks days, weeks out. And so those self-fulfilled, or those the brand shipping the products themselves or using a 3PL, are getting a lot faster ship times, a lot higher conversion rates, getting the buy box, if you know what that means on Amazon. And so these are all things that, if they're not set up for it, if they don't know about it, if they're not ready to pivot, if they don't have, you know, have seen this before to expect this, can make Prime Day feel like a disaster for some brands.
So one of the things you talk about, the change in shipping or something like that, how is this? So I wanted to buy a mouse, just not like the animal, you know, for my computer. And I can't get anything shipped to me until Wednesday, and today is Thursday. So that clearly affects just, it wasn't a Prime Day special. Of course, I decided I needed it the day after Prime Day, or maybe I didn't. No, I guess that was today. So, you know, does that same ripple effect occur? Like, does this slow down non-Prime Day deals, or does everything else still kind of keep going as usual?
So I've been told, and I hope I don't get in trouble for this. I don't assume I will, but I've been told by Amazon corporate from various different levels that their infrastructure in regards to logistics is at a 3-time the busiest season they've ever had. So on a regular Tuesday, not a Prime Day. That's what I've been getting fed and told. So brands are experiencing trucks that were supposed to arrive on Monday, not arriving till the following Monday. And it's been kind of chaos for months, I'll be honest, in regards to Amazon's logistics keeping up with the volume of orders that's happening online this year. So it's affecting all, and you know, all the stuff with the USPS and everything else going on with logistic companies. I know Amazon's had some issues with their partner carriers, and I won't name any, but so Amazon's handling all the shipping themselves while they deal with these contracts with their partner carriers like UPS and FedEx and all the major carriers in the US. So yeah, it's affecting everything. I mean, everything this year up till now, it's just creating a bigger and bigger bottleneck at Amazon. That's their number one problem, is their ability to handle the level of sales coming in. So being able to handle your own products right now, keep them available today, tomorrow, don't run out. Being able to use a different shipping carrier than Amazon's, is a benefit. It's a strong benefit for sellers.
So we got a question that has come in from the live stream. It's more of a comment. It's from the young entrepreneur via YouTube Live, and saying Prime Day was pretty bad. Now, you're nodding your head too. Was it bad? I mean, was this bad compared to prior years?
It depends on perspective. Stuff didn't break for my clients. So not having to answer, you know, 500 emails that day about Prime Day breaking and when it was going to be back was nice. So for me, it wasn't that bad. I kind of enjoyed that. Not going to lie. But was it as big? I have one seller that hit his best day ever, and we've been working together 7 years. So I would say that it's better than the last Prime Day in his perspective. Now there's
according to CNN, they had the biggest Prime Day ever, but they're not hyping it.
Yeah. It's because we're already, every day is a record day, this year in the pandemic. We're just absolutely crushing e-commerce sales. And so I think that we're just naturally getting deeper into Q4, which is going to be off the charts this year as far as records go. And, everything's going to be better than the last year simply because of the amount of, you know, retail sales that's happening now online because of our situation.
Now, remind me, you said last year it was in June or July?
July. It's always in July.
Except for this year. Okay. So did they move it this year just because they knew they weren't going to be able to deliver things, or that it would put too much stress on all of it?
I 100% believe yes.
Yeah, if you had asked me when Prime Day was, I would have said it's on Prime Day. I mean, that would have been my
answer. And you would have been marketed so much that you wouldn't have missed it. Because, I mean, they're all over football. They're over every – I mean, maybe not football because it starts later in the year. But they're everywhere when Prime Day is about to happen. And this year kind of just came and sneaked in there.
Okay, so let's say that now, so just as a recap, last year, I bet that was a goat rodeo when it came to – when it breaks – because, you know, at Full Scale, and if you want to learn more about what I do, go to fullscale.io. We help people build teams of software experts. And, you know, anytime something breaks, shit flies in every direction. And let's go back. So last year, you may not have felt like you survived Prime Day.
Yeah, I didn't.
So let's relive that for a second, because if we're gonna survive this year, we should probably preface why you feel like you survived, because last year was off the charts. Like, to give a little insight into the day of an entrepreneur when Amazon breaks on Prime Day.
Well, this year has been tough, but it's been great for e-commerce. So it's been tough in that I don't always know what to expect, and I don't know the advice to give always at in the moment, and haven't felt as confident this year in some ways because it's a pandemic year and we're all adjusting. But, you know, it's been smoother in a lot of ways because sales are up everywhere. You know, last year, we're going into Prime Day and I don't know what's happening. I've never seen Amazon break before. You know, it's kind of the same situation, but every brand is wondering if it's just them or if it's everywhere. So before it hits mainline news, you know, brands are hitting me up. What's going on? What's going on? I'm trying to get answers. From an advertising perspective, we have advertising campaigns running everywhere for all these brands. Are they still running when the internet's broke and no one can check out? Am I still like, you know, are these brands still paying a crap load of money in the moment? And Amazon's just taking their money and it's going to break and they're going to say sorry, you know, or do I need to advise them to pause them, shut them down? Let's wait till you can actually check out on Amazon. That there is some of that going on. There's other things too, just like the influx of questions when you're seeing sales, even if it's going great. What's going on with sales? How are we doing? How's our budget doing? Do we need to add to the budget? It's a high level of inquiries and, you know, support questions. So it was, you know, it was feeling helpless and not knowing what was going on, and things just being horrible, honestly, for every brand. There was no brands winning, in my opinion. But, you know, for the young entrepreneur that's chiming in, it's we're comparing a Prime Day in October to a Prime Day in July. What, you know, what were expectations and what were perspectives? It's hard to compare something at two different times a year, one in, you know, one in Q4. And compare them the same.
So according to the internet, last year's Prime Day sales volume was just under $7 billion in a day. Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm.
What? That's crazy, man.
I know.
Like,
and they made that holiday up.
Yeah. Well, we're from Kansas City where big corporations get to make up holidays like Hallmark. Fair. We made up most of the holidays that we celebrate. So Hallmark's from here from Kansas City. And, you know, it's pretty known that they were the greeting card industry was, I don't know, man, every day is a something day now, you know, yeah. Like, and if it wasn't for Facebook, I wouldn't know about any of them. Cause I see someone that's like, it was Sun Day, like S-O-N, not Sunday. And I was, you know, they're like, what are you doing with your son? I'm like, I'm explaining to him how many useless holidays we have. It's so Wednesday. That's what I'll be doing. I'm going to be doing that on Daughter Day and Sunday. But no, I mean, a lot of that stuff is a product of marketing. And hey, if it's effective and it's harmless, then, you know, you can't really talk too much about it. Okay. So let's say that I'm ready to sell something and I just missed Prime Day. What do I need to do to get my shit together to be ready for next year? And are they still planning on doing it in July?
Yeah, I think they'll go back to July. And the reason they're doing that is it's a slow season. So they're giving brands something to kind of create some hype around. And the brands are appreciative. Like, people might think, oh, this is Amazon. We're just talking about Amazon. But we're also talking about the 50 brands I'm talking about that are selling on Amazon. These are 50 brands that are down the street from you in your local market. Like, you know, these are local brands for the most part, and you know, small businesses that we're talking about that are taking advantage of Prime Day. So it is Amazon winning, but you know, the small brands in your community are winning too because of it. I'll take a little extra second to, you know, let people know that the brands we're talking about are the, you know, the client down the street. So that being said, what can they prepare for? What can they do better? Well, we still have a lot of year left to go. We still have a lot of year left to go. We have Black Friday, Cyber Monday, you know, and everybody knows that the season just gets more compact and more compact because everything ships so fast. But it's going to be interesting if people are aware that shipping times are taking a really long time, if they start figuring that out. And then what's going to happen, you know, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and ongoing towards Christmas is really when the e-commerce holiday is kind of compacted. It's not real extended like it used to be in brick and mortar, in my opinion. It's getting shorter. And now we still have that happening this year, but with longer ship times, it's going to change everything a little bit. So I think it's going to throw off our expectations for the big days just a little bit. I think it's going to extend the season. I think it's still going to be huge all around. But instead of like a last minute 2-day prime shopping type of Christmas or a holiday season, we're going to have to think a little bit ahead to get our stuff in time. And took a little freedom with that one to run with it. But, you know, I think the brands that are still in the game this year need to think about that. And, you know, I think another way to really win on Amazon this year is simply to have your product in stock. Don't run out. I think that's the number one way to win.
It's kind of hard to say. It's hard to sell it if you don't have it these days. You know, I've been making fun of my own age quite a bit because, you know, when I was a kid, you know, it was, you know, 4 weeks for shipping on things, you know, mm-hmm. and just like goofy stuff. And I, you know, now it's so same day. And, you know, we've spent a lot of time talking about businesses, companies, organizations, anything that have benefited from the pandemic. I would say Amazon has come out ahead quite a bit. Love it or hate it, it's the truth. And, you know, I mean, some of it, you know, if you listen to the show regularly, first off, thanks. But, you know, I'm not a big believer in luck. It's preparation and opportunity. And Amazon's put a significant amount, made a significant investment in infrastructure, supply chain management, automation, technology, all of it. And then, you know, when shit happens, when you're ready, it is what it is. And, you know, it's my co-founder at Startup Hustle, Matt Watson, was the first person I ever heard say, hey, the people that make money during a gold rush are the people that are selling pickaxes. And, you know, they have the infrastructure, they have the utility, they have the marketplace, and they control that. And, you know, that's the thing. It's in, and you see these things come up. I've talked to so many different founders, so many different startups. It's been such an interesting year. We're coming up on the 3-year anniversary of the show. Coming up on episode 500.
Yeah.
At some point, I was trying to figure that. Then I think that might be in 2020. I don't know. I've been too busy myself to sit down and figure that out. But, you know, you can't, so many different founders I've talked to that maybe at the beginning of the year were seeking direction and wanting to do stuff. And then all of a sudden they've got something that's super in demand. And it's been very interesting to watch how people have been able to flex that, how some people have been crushed by it, how some people have pivoted hard. Unfortunately, many aren't going to make it, you know, and that's unfortunate in itself. So, you know, I mean, honestly, there's still ways to go with all this stuff. You talk about product sellers have to deal with, you know, the supply chain's been a freaking mess.
Yep. 100%. That's my biggest fear from where I sit. Is if the logistics hold together, this country will be all right, in my opinion. If we continue to go down this route and things get worse, the supply chain is fragile and it makes me nervous. But it's super, super important. Amazon's a big, big part of that, whether you like it or not. And, you know, Amazon, from my perspective, has saved business after business after business that I'm working with to keep them in the game during the pandemic. So, you know, everything is a blessing and a curse. You know, I'm super blessed and thankful to be in this space, but it didn't happen by accident. I've known this is the way we're going, and I've been, you know, leading the way, saying, hey, follow me, follow me, follow me. E-commerce is the way to go. It's lean, it's mean, and you can find everything you want. You know, we get selection and we get choice, and that's what, you know, that's what the people want. And so I see Amazon, you know, I spent a lot of long hours when all of this kind of stuff hit to be a resource to as many people as I could, figure out what to do with my own business. I didn't know what exactly was going to happen or come down the pipe. So just thankful to be in a position to help others and, you know, make change for some of those businesses that are looking for it.
Well, I was just down at your shop a couple of weeks ago and it looked quite vibrant there. In fact, so vibrant, we had a hard time recording the video that we needed to record because there was so much going on there. That was an interesting day. We had planes, trains, automobiles, pigeons.
Never happens like
that. We're affected by pigeons. It did that day. And if, you know, that's just Murphy's Law. That's why we laughed as entrepreneurs, because something weird always goes wrong. And, you know, it was like I was trying to record little ad inserts for just the other day, and I couldn't be in my own house without having a child screaming or crying or yelling or something like for more than 60 seconds. And
are you testing me?
It was unbelievable, because after I quit trying to record, then suddenly it was tranquil and peaceful. So I'm trying to put one and two together there and really try to figure it out. So, you know, while you're here, man, it's been a while, because, you know, I put you to work doing your own episodes of the show. So you haven't been a guest. So, you know, let's talk about that for a second. Might as well while we're here. How's your weekly show on Startup Hustle going?
Man, I love it. I have, you know, some fans that reach out to me and are watching it regularly on Tuesdays, and appreciate the support a lot. I know they're probably not here, but I'm trying to go live on my channel soon, and we'll bring some of them into the fold. But I'm just having fun reaching out and getting to know more. Some of them are my clients. Some of them are partners. Some of them I'm meeting new people in Kansas City and around the Midwest that I've never met. I'm having a lot of fun just being kind of open to wherever the conversation goes, and really learning from all of our guests, their perspective on all things e-commerce and Amazon.
How's the Full Scale team treating you?
Oh my gosh. I think we're impressing everybody with our organization and systems we have in place.
We have quite the assembly line for creating content. That's been the observation. You know, one other question. So, I mean, let everyone know what's your plans with your Startup Hustle episodes in the future and going forward? You got anything up your sleeve?
Yeah. So, you know, just continuing to push the conversation and try to get to know the why behind people in different spaces. I think e-commerce is kind of the Wild West of digital. And I know I'm having fun out here, and I know that everybody's kind of trailblazing that's out here trying to do something in e-commerce. So I think a lot of people just have I've always wanted to do this, from my own YouTube to finally getting the chance on Startup to be a host here. I just want to shine light in the areas that people don't know about, and, you know, kind of show e-commerce in a different light, a more positive light, where you know, I love it. So I'm passionate about it, and I want to be like, this is cool, and this is cool, and this is cool, and this isn't true, and this could actually be a blessing to your business, or this can be a big win for you next year. So continuing to just bring guests that can tell their stories, how they've ended up where they are, potentially share some of mine along the way, and ultimately get to introduce everyone to my circle that I've been working on, you know, for the last 6-7 years. And I'm really excited, mainly because we've taken the show national. And for me, you know, I'm still trying to get my foothold here in Kansas City as a younger entrepreneur. But I started really growing my network nationally and internationally. And so the show gives me a chance to maybe bring some people in that we don't get to hear from that often, or that bring a different perspective from Europe or Amazon abroad. And I'm just having a lot of fun, I'll be honest.
Yeah, and that's you know, it's interesting, because when we I first had the idea and concept for the expanded host network over a year ago, and I realized, you know, you talk about being ready to handle it in your own supply chain and stuff like that. I realized we weren't ready to handle it, and we got some stuff smoothed out. And then as we kept progressing in time and doing different stuff, the thing with us is, you know, myself and Watson, we wanted to change the format a little bit, and we realized that we weren't viewing entrepreneurship with as wide of a lens as we'd like to. And, you know, that we have another co-host with Lauren Conaway, who's having a great time with everything. And, you know, her organization, Innovate Her, has 3,500 women in it just here in Kansas City. And an interesting fact with that is, in Full Scale, in our office in Cebu in the Philippines, we now have an Innovate Her chapter. So taking it worldwide, man, worldwide. And yeah, you know, for those of you that, if you're unaware, you know, we're all in Kansas City, the 25th biggest media market in the country. It's not Hollywood here. It's not New York City. And we don't give a shit, because the internet puts you everywhere. And, yeah, we've always looked at this as a worldwide production. So for those of you that are listening and all the people that have sent messages in, man, there's so many that, and from so many cool places, and just, it just always surprises me and it humbles me, and it's pretty exciting. And to be able to put you guys on the platform with us, or I give you the speaker and be like, you know, I've had people ask, they say, well, what was that all about? And I said, oh, we just created some basic rules. They're like, well, do you get into the shows? I'm like, no, I'm too busy doing my own. We leave you two alone, let you guys talk about your journey and your everything. So, well, that's good. I'm glad I finally asked how it was going. I probably should have after about 3 months, right?
I think I've only talked about drugs, sex, and violence once. So everything else has been fantastic.
You're way behind, man. I mean, we've had Watson half drunk on an episode. I think I probably just had my sixth episode about cannabis. So, man, you gotta get your shit together, bro.
Well, I could talk about cannabis and Amazon, because I'm struggling right now with a certain project I'm trying to launch, and they got so many rules. It feels like my hands are tied everywhere.
Well, man, I'm glad you survived Prime Day. I'm glad you did.
It's good to be here. You know, we have a few holidays ahead of us. So, we'll see. It's early in the year. I really, really do. For anyone out there listening, whether it's live or when this is recorded, there's still time in the season to get yourself set up, to be ready to go. Happy to help you, give you advice, listen to the show, listen to the episodes. We're talking all things Amazon e-commerce and what to do in Q4. 2020, I think, is going to end with a bang.
Yeah, and thanks again. You know, this is a special edition. We're going to throw this up on the weekend. For those of you that are regular listeners, come to the Startup Hustle page on Facebook. Just go to Facebook, enter Startup Hustle. We're live streaming this stuff now. We did that for a while on YouTube, and the pandemic kind of threw bandwidth and camera technology and made it kind of inconsistent. But we're back and we're stronger than ever. We got a lot of really cool stuff up our sleeve. A lot of really cool stuff. We got a big announcement coming here in the third week of October. Andrew knows what that is, but we can't talk about that yet because we still got plenty of people watching live. So Andrew, you know, you're the guest, so we got to end with the founder's freestyle, because that's what I do on my show. What advice can you give to founders that sell on Amazon? What do you got?
Guys, just, take a deep breath. Honestly, take a deep breath. We're about to go on a little bit of a roller coaster, but it's going to be some fun. Focus on what's important, which is, you know, like I said, keeping stuff in stock. If you need to run lean, run lean. I think this is the year that you do whatever you have to do. You just get it done. It's not about being perfect. It's just about getting it done. So to all those brand owners listening, just buckle up, get as ready as you can, and let's have some fun.
Well, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't at least throw some kind of brand mention in here. So today's episode of Startup Hustle was brought to you by Fullscale.io, the lord and overlord of Startup Hustle on many days. And thanks. I'm going to just say thanks to all the people at Fullscale. You know, that's the company, that's my actual full-time job. But you know, we have a whole bunch of people that help make this happen. And with this special edition, we made more work for them to happen on a short term. Because, you know, we didn't think of this until yesterday, but I'm glad we did it. It was interesting. So I want to take a second, and we got to thank Joel, our CMO, Johnny. I mean, Johnny, dude,
I've been waiting on that one.
Johnny, you make this happen. I wanted to let Joel go first because he's older than Johnny. So I was being respectful, but Johnny makes this happen. Johnny's our creative director at Fullscale. He's like a Swiss Army knife and has worked in and around my businesses for a long time. So those are big hats off on that one. And then we got a whole bunch of people in the Philippines at our office in Cebu. Joey, sends all messages and does so much coordination. And, you know, there's a lot of moving parts when we want to record something 5 days a week. And we got graphic designers and a bunch of different people that make this happen on a whole bunch of different levels. And, you know, I got to say, give a shout out to Mitch Lee in our office in Cebu. We got two Mitches there. We got Eric, got a whole bunch of people. And, you know, like, we recognize everything that all of you do. So guys like me and Andrew can sit down and probably get the attention where it's not deserved. So glad we could say, give a shout out. And you got anything to say to everyone on that one?
I'll just echo your sentiments. You know, thank you. When I was saying how smooth everything was running, I was really talking about the full scale team. But also to Johnny and Joel, thanks for everything as well. Excited to be part of the team, and I know we're going to rock out some episodes. I got some fun stuff ahead. So, for everybody listening, just tune in. If you have any interest at all in e-commerce, we'll try to keep it fun, try to keep it interesting, and, try to give you guys value every time.
So on the way out, Johnny, we will try not to break anything for a while. See you next time.
See ya.
Startup Hustle is brought to you by Fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. Make sure you reach down and hit that subscribe button, then come find us on Instagram. See you next time. We do it.